This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We are going to start with the Trump presidential transition. This weekend, President-elect Donald Trump said he would dissolve his charitable foundation to resolve potential conflicts of interest. That could be harder than it sounds, though, since the foundation is currently under investigation by the New York Attorney General. A spokeswoman for that office says Trump can't dissolve the foundation until the investigation is over. Meanwhile, there is the question of who will advise the president-elect on economics. That role is filled by the Council of Economic Advisers. Unlike the Fed or Treasury Department, the CEA doesn't make policy. It's more a brain trust with the president's ear. We asked a few people who have done this job how it works and what might change under Trump. Marketplace's Adam Allington starts us off.
The best way to explain what members of the Council of Economic Advisers actually do is to think of them as the president's personal think tank. They look at data, run analysis, and then advise him on policies that might find fertile ground.
The job of a good CEA, like the job of a good gardener, is 10% planting seeds and 90% pulling weeds.
Austin Goolsbee is a professor of economics at the University of Chicago, as well as a former chair of the CEA under Barack Obama. Because the council is more analytical than political, Goolsbee says one of its important roles is blocking bad ideas from rising to the top.
Go around and say, wait a minute, this idea doesn't make any sense, you know, as wacky stuff comes down the pipe.
Since the council doesn't have any explicit authority within government, the CEA's influence is largely based on the chairman's relationship with the president. Peter Ferrara is a fellow at the Heartland Institute, a free market think tank.
The council is very powerful because they can talk directly to the president. That's always the most important thing in government.
Ferrara, who worked under President Reagan, says the Trump administration could stand to include more pro-business voices on the council.
They need a council that is going to follow the same pro-growth economic formula that Reagan did.
Still, others push back and say the council's role has never been to advocate policy, a big reason CEA economists usually come from places without a policy bent, says Laura Tyson, an economist and former chair of the CEA under President Clinton.
The issues they're coming from tend to be apolitical or non-political or bipartisan or, you know, university. So there isn't a kind of partisan standard.
Tyson says it would be a problem if the council becomes more of a platform for punditry than analysis. At this point, Trump hasn't announced who he'll appoint as chairman. Whoever that person is will need approval by the Senate. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.